being here tonight, and we're just going to be thankful for God's goodness and His grace and mercy and His presence that's with us right now. And tonight, when we are in worship tonight, just let the Lord touch you and let Him just minister to you during this service and just be encouraged that Jesus is Lord. Amen? Amen. Amen.
I think we have just a slight bit issue with our words tonight, so we'll, I think you guys should know these words. We should be good. We're good. Let's praise Him anyway.
Oh, Praise, make a dead man walk. Pull my pieces, put me back. don't need music. My song becomes my triumph. My worship is my warfare. My victory is in you. Let's sing it again, my praise. My praise becomes my breakthrough. My song becomes my triumph. My worship is my warfare. My victory is in.
My victory is in you.
I think some of you have heard this, probably most of you, but the probably one of the darkest days of my life, I go home, I'm by myself, I'm laying in bed, and this first verse, you go before I know that you've even gone to win my war. You come back with a head. Played over and over and over in my spirit. It's like the Lord was speaking to me. He was speaking to me. Tell me I got you. I've already won this battle for you before you ever entered it. Be still and walk through it. Amen?
Amen.
God's already won your battle before you ever entered it. He went ahead of you. He's already torn the head of the enemy off and he's brought it back as a trophy saying, I've done this. You've got victory.
Amen.
Amen. Stand in that victory. Quit looking at the things Praise that are God. Wrong. Quit looking at what the evidence of the world might present to you. Right? Quit looking at that. Because my God says that he heals all of my sicknesses and diseases.
Amen.
He said, by the stripes of Jesus,
Amen.
I'm healed.
Yep.
The woman at the well tells me that if it's an emotional or mental thing, right? The woman at the well tells me. He's got that too. He's got that too. The blind eyes being opened. The deaf ears hearing. The lame walking.
Amen.
The lepers.
Amen.
Outcast. Outcast. In case you didn't know it, Phil and I were once outcast. Just because we were together.
Amen. Yep.
He don't care. Jesus don't care. He loves us all.
Amen.
And he takes care of us. And he
Amen.
He protects and keeps and yes. moves on our behalf.
Yes.
Amen. He encourages.
Yes,
he
does.
He loves.
Amen.
He gives peace.
Amen.
He gives joy. And he gives mercy every morning. His mercy is new
Amen.
Every single morning.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, what's gone on. He's there for you. Just
Amen.
Stand and praise him.
Yes.
Quit looking at the bad. Quit allowing the devil's the circumstances that the enemy's bringing into your life to determine how you respond. Amen. Sometimes the hardest time to stand in your faith and know that God has did it is when you're hurting the most, right? Whether emotional or physical, it doesn't matter. When you're hurting the most, or when the enemy has put things in your head and I don't deserve, come on, none of us deserve. None of us. Jesus is the only one that deserved. Stand, amen? Believe what the Lord says and not what the enemy says.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Lord, we thank you. You are worthy. I believe that you've gone before us. I believe that you've already won the war.
Amen.
And I believe that you call it my victory. Jesus is my victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, if you're at the women's Christmas party, I know we're a little bit late, you know. I'm still going to bring it up, and I'm going to bring it up on Sunday because we had a blast, did we not, ladies? Wasn't that so much fun? We had so much fun. And we ain't sharing what we did because You know, men, it's none of your business.
We just had fun.
I did win, though. Not the Saran Wrap game, though. I lost that. But I won I was on the winning team of Family Feud. Yep. And Susan this year decided to get on the winning team. Didn't you, Susan? She's like, she saw me up there. She, I'm hopping with her because I know she's going to win. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I always said fear. Fear, respect. I don't care which one. Just, yeah. As long as Philip don't do what he's not supposed to, don't care which one. Amen? No, I'm just kidding. Amen. Huh? When you were growing up, I said I didn't care if you feared or respected me, just as long as you didn't do what you weren't supposed to do. He thinks he's too big now and to not get corrected, but doesn't the Bible says when you leave your father and mother and cleave unto your wife? So until we have a wife, I'm here, baby. Well, that was when you were five. They changed when you got older. Amen. Okay, so we have the children's Christmas program going on the 18th, which is not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. So we're super excited about that. And then we will have Christmas Eve service here at 6 o'clock. It's Candlelight Communion. It's wonderful. It's one of my favorite services. And then Sunday morning, we will have service, 10 o'clock. Amen. And we're just going to come and have a great time. And
amen.
Just be in the presence of the Lord, worshiping Him. And
amen.
Amen. That's all I got.
Amen.
Oh, that's yours.
Well, I guess we better let the children go to children's church at this time. And for offering, we're going to look at the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10, and we're going to see what it says. It says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts, and all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. And so our God is a God that protects us and keeps us, and as we do our tithes and offerings, the Lord is a God that will rebuke the devourer on our behalf and open up the windows of heaven for us and will do blessings upon us and in our life, and He wants that for each and every one of us. And so tonight, as we get ready to bring our offerings forward, we're just being thankful for the Lord because of His goodness and thankful for how much He looks out for us and how much He wants to honor us and make us be a delightsome land in the middle of all these people that could look over and see the blessing of God's upon you, and you'll have a testimony to tell them why you're blessed and how they can be blessed also. Amen? Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray over tithes and offerings tonight, Father, that as people bring them forth, Father, I thank you that you rebuke the devourer, God. I thank you that you open up the windows of heaven, and I thank you that you pour out upon your people, Father God. And Lord, I just thank you for your goodness and your grace and your mercy and your loving kindness, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God. Hallelujah. Well, I hope all of you are doing good tonight. I'm glad to be with you tonight and just glad and thankful for the goodness of the Lord. Amen. I'm thankful for His faithfulness, His kindness, and how He helps us and how He's strengthening each and every one of us. Amen. As we get ready to celebrate Christmas, It's one of the greatest times of the year because it's one of the greatest events that's ever happened in mankind. Amen? The two greatest events is, number one, that Jesus was born, and number two, that he raised from the grave. Amen? And so we want to make sure that our hearts are ready for this season that we're entering into, and that our hearts are thankful for what we should really be thankful for during this time. Amen? And so tonight we're going to talk a little bit about releasing your faith. And so we're going to look in the Bible, and we're going to read out of Romans chapter 1, verse 17. And it says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith." And so as the just, we want to make sure that we're living by faith, number one. Amen? And number two, we want to make sure that faith is not something like having a spare tire in the back of your trunk. Nope, that's not how your faith should work. Your faith should be faith that is out in the forefront every day of your life. Amen? Because this is how we live. The just shall live by faith. Well, who is the just? Everybody that's been saved through the blood of Jesus. You know, once you get saved, you want to know what's next is that we live this life, and we learn how to live this life under the guidelines of faith. Amen? And we live every day under faith, and we live every day with the goodness of God looking over our life. Amen? I want you to know right now that the devil is scared of your faith. Amen? The devil is scared of your faith, and therefore he would love nothing more than to have you not use your faith. Amen? He wants to take it from you and make sure that you're not operating in it, because he knows that without faith it's impossible to please God. And he also knows that with faith you can overcome him. Amen? You can overcome all of his wiles and everything he tries to bring against you or your family or people that you love. You can overcome the devil with your faith. Amen? And he knows that, and he's terrified of it. And so you got to make sure that you're operating in faith as often as you possibly can, and make sure that you're using your faith as often as you possibly can. Amen? Faith lets us look into the unseen and behold things that are far beyond human understanding. Amen? Faith allows us to see something that's beyond just everyday humanity. Amen? And it allows us to see the supernatural effects that God wants to have in our life, and the supernatural goodness that the Lord wants to bring upon us as believers. Amen? Faith is the heart's response to the call of the Lord. And we're going to look at this in Romans chapter 10. And I'm going to read verse 10 through verse 17. It says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord of all, over all, is rich unto all that should call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Aren't we grateful that no matter where you are, no matter what nation you're a part of, all we have to do is call upon the name of the Lord and we can have salvation. Amen? Amen? "How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings to good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elijah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." I want you to know that a critical aspect of releasing your faith is that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? You've got to put the word of God in your life. That means that you have to physically get in the word, and you have to read it, and you have to know what the word of God says. Amen? And you have to be a believer in that. What faith calls for is that faith is the access into the presence of God. Faith is a secure belief in God, trust in God, loyalty to God, confidence in God, having a strong conviction that God is real, acceptance of God, or belief in God that does not rely on material evidence. Faith is believing that God does not lie. And if you're going to have a strong faith, you've got to have the Word of God in you so that you know what the promises of God are and what God says. Amen? And if you're going to release your faith successfully, it's going to be based upon the Word. Amen? Because that's how we relate to the Lord, and that's how we are blessed of the Lord, by knowing what His Word says. Amen? Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing by the Word of God. And so we want to be making sure that we are hearing faith through the Word of God. Amen? Faith allows us to know the will of God in advance. And then, you know, the men and women that are spoken of in Hebrews chapter 11, they heard a word, they had a word in advance, and they acted upon that word. And they used their faith in advance. Abraham is a man that used his faith. Amen? Abraham was a man who, when he heard God speak, he believed God over everything else that he saw in the natural. Because in the natural, he was too old to have a child. Amen? In the natural, him and his wife was beyond childbearing years. In the natural realm, it looked like they had no hope. But when Abraham heard God call him Abraham, he took on that name and he changed his name and took on the name of being the father of many nations. Amen? And he went back and knew Sarah, his wife, and they had that baby, and they overcame everything that the natural world said that they could not have, and it was all done by faith. Amen? It was all done by him hearing a word from the Lord and making sure that he allowed that word to be what he wanted it to be in his life as opposed to anything else. Amen? We're going to look here at Mark chapter 11, verse 22, and see what it says. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you've aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But what I really want to concentrate on here is that Jesus answering them said, have faith in God. Now, you know what that really means is have the God kind of faith. Amen? That you as a believer can possess the faith of God. Amen? And you can believe in your heart that you have faith like God has. Amen? But in order to possess it, you got to receive it and take it and know that you can believe like this. Amen? And you can speak to a mountain, be thou removed, and it'll be cast into the sea. What I want you to know is that this is exactly how you have to use your faith. In order to use our faith is released when we speak the word of God. Amen? You must have scripture, a scriptural basis behind your faith. Amen? Yes. This is why it's so important that we use our faith according to the Word of God. Amen? Because we have to have a scriptural basis for what we're believing for. Amen? Yes. And when we have scripture to back up what we believe, then our faith can overcome the world. Amen? I want you to know something, that's why the Bible says, whose report will you believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. Amen? And I want you to know something, that when you're believing God for health and you're believing God for different things, get a scripture to stand on. You know, the Bible says that by His stripes we are healed. Amen? And so we know that we have a basis for that belief, and that even when the doctor gives us a report, we'll do what the doctor says and we'll take our medicine and we'll do all those kinds of things as we wait, but we will also believe God for the supernatural, amen? And we'll receive God the supernatural, amen? And we'll receive those things from the Lord because that is how He does and that is what His goodness does and brings to pass in our life, amen? So it's important for us to know that if we're going to receive the promises of God, we have to make sure that there's a scriptural basis for what we're believing. Amen? And I want to go over here and look at something else in the book of Luke, because there's something to be said about when we pray, let's make sure that we are saying something. Amen? When we pray, make sure that we are speaking out and that we're saying something. In Luke chapter 11, verse 1, it says this, "It came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say." Huh. You know, I want you to know something. It is fine for us to have good thoughts. It's fine for us to know that God can hear our thoughts. Amen? It's fine for us to have all that. But also, I want you to know that there's a time where you have to pray. And you have to say something. Amen? And you have to open up your mouth and you have to vocalize what you're believing God for. Amen? You have to vocalize and say what you're believing God for. And you have to use your faith and take action steps towards things and take action steps to say something to God. Amen? And I want you to know something else here, that we're going to take a look at the book of Matthew. And I'm going to look at Matthew chapter 6, and I'm going to read something to you here. In verse 7, it says, "But when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." See, that's why I say you want to make sure that you have a scriptural reference for what you're believing God for. Amen? You want to have scripture to grab a hold of what you're believing God for, because you don't want to make up your prayers on something that's just vain. And we're going to get to that in just a minute and talk about that for a second. But it says, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him." And what I want to concentrate on here is before you ask him. You know what? Your Father has knows what you have need of right now, but you still have to ask him. And that's what's so important about our prayers and our faith, is we have to ask God for things. Amen? And we have to use our faith, and we have to access God through our faith. Amen? And we have to make sure that when we're believing God, that we are all in wholehearted and that we are fully committed to what we believe by faith. Amen? That means that we have to be black and white, as our commitment is to believe God, that when we're believing him by faith, that something will come to pass. Amen? We can't be double-minded. The Bible says that if you're double-minded and you're swayed back and forth, you can't believe you're going to receive anything from God. Amen? But when you use your faith, you can be straightforward and you can ask God and say to him what you want to come to pass. Amen? And when you believe it in your heart, then God will make these things start to happen for you. Amen? So we want to make sure that we are people that believe God and say just in our heart exactly what we are believing God for. Amen? Now I want to go over here to the book of 1 John, and I'm going to read something to you that's very important too as part of you using your faith and how we must use our faith when we're doing these things. And it says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, it says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." This is another reason why it's so important that when you're going to be releasing your faith, you make sure that you have a scriptural Bible foundation for what you're believing God for. Amen? Because it says here that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Now, how are we going to know what's according to his will? By the word of God. Amen? We're going to know by the word of God what's according to his will. Amen? And when we know according to his will by the word of God, we know exactly what we can ask God for, and we can have a confidence in what we're asking God for. And we want to make sure that we have a confidence in what we're asking God for. Amen? I want you to know something. that it says here that once we ask according to his will, he heareth us. Amen? And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So I want you to know something. Don't give up on your faith. Amen? Don't give up on your faith. Don't give up on what you're believing God for. Amen? Keep yourself focused and keep yourself believing God for what you are believing for, and it will supernaturally happen. You can have the outcome that you're believing God for. Amen? You can have a relationship come into what you're expecting it. You can have your health come into what you're expecting it. You can have your finances come into what you're expecting them to come into. You can have peace. You can have peace in your life. Amen? You can have peace come into your life and just be resident there because you are letting the will of God take place in your life. Amen? I want you to know something, that releasing your faith is critically important, and we're going to look in the Bible here, and we're going to find out just how important releasing your faith may be. Amen? And I'm going to look at Matthew chapter 9, and I'm going to read in verse 28. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that you that no man knoweth it. Here are two blind men that released their faith. But it was critical that they released their faith. Why? Because the Lord said, according to your faith. And he even asked them, when they asked him, when they said something to him, he said, do you believe I'm able to do this? Make sure that when you go to God, you believe he's able to do what you're asking him to do. Make sure that you believe he's able to do what you're asking him to do. Amen? Because the Lord even asked these guys, he said, do you believe I'm able to do this? And they said, oh, yes, Lord, we believe you're able to do it. And he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen? And so I want you to know tonight, people, release your faith. Because there's some things that need to come to pass in your life that cannot come to pass if you don't release your faith. There are things that God wants to bring to pass in your life, but you have to release your faith and believe, be willing to leave yesterday behind and believe God for new things. Amen? You have to be willing to not let your past experience be the thing that keeps you thinking one way instead of changing for what God's bringing to pass in your life. Amen? You have to make sure that you don't let an experience keep you from believing God for something supernatural. Amen? We're going to look at another scripture here where the Lord is touching somebody's life. And again, it's important for us to look at this because it lets us know that our faith is critical in the things that we're believing for. Amen? Now, there's a man that the disciples were trying to get his son set free, and they could not do it. And Jesus came upon the situation, and they were asking him to have compassion on us and help us. And in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Amen. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And then when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could they not cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind cometh not out but by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Amen? Well, I want to look at a couple things here. Number one, I want you to see here why your faith is so important. Because Jesus said to this man, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And the man said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Amen. I want you to know something, that just because you are believing for something and a battle comes and sways you a little bit and makes you fearful about it, doesn't mean that your faith is failing or that you should give up or quit. Amen. In fact, you need to dig in and say, Lord, help me here. Lord, help me. I believe you and I want to keep my faith and I want to keep my faith believing you for what you have promised, and I'm holding on to this, God. So please help me stay in this race. Amen. And if you will do that, the Lord will help you. Amen. And the Lord will help you stay in the race. And then the other thing I want you to see here is that it said, this kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting. Amen. I want you to know that sometimes you need to add to your faith fasting. Amen. And add to your faith prayer. Amen. Because these things are critical weapons of warfare that God has given you to be able to create and finish the journey of life. Amen. So I want you to be people that say prayer and fasting are part of our faith journey. Amen. And I want you to make sure that you let prayer and fasting be a part of your life and a part of your pursuit of God. Amen. Because I want you to know something. Releasing your faith is critical for you and your family. Amen. Releasing your faith is critical for us to live this thing called life. Amen. Releasing your faith is important to your children. It's important to your spouse. It's important to your loved ones, the friends and the family. People need your faith active in this thing called life in order for things to come to pass in their life as well. Amen. So let's be people that release our faith. Amen. And let's be people that release our faith on a regular basis and allow God to move on our behalf. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your goodness, God, and I thank you for your mercy and grace that is coming upon us, Father God. Lord, I thank you that we are people that are going to release our faith, Father God, and as we release our faith, God, we're going to see you move in great ways in our life, Father God. I just thank you, Lord God, that you're going to help us be people that are strong in faith, amen, and that get used to walking by faith and living that way each day, God. We're not going to let our faith be like a backup tire or like a spare tire in the trunk, Father God. No, we're going to live on our faith, and we're going to let our faith be the main course of action that we take every day so that we can experience your presence and we can see you and be with you and have you moving in our life in great and significant ways, God. And Father, I just exalt you and I lift you up and I declare your goodness and I thank you for it, Father. And we just give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. I just want to make sure that you guys know that we'll be available to pray with anybody that needs prayer tonight. And I just want you to be just people of God. Amen. Just continue to pursue God in your faith. Amen. I want you to know that we love you very much and we are very thankful for each and every one of you and your hearts towards God. Amen. And I just want you to keep the pursuit going and keep your race going because God loves you, each and every one of you. Amen. And we are together in this thing called the family of faith and this thing called life. And we just want to keep moving and keep doing what God wants us to do. Amen. So praise God. God bless you, each and every one. Amen.